Does anybody want breakfast? Guys, let's go. I'm leaving for McDonald's in 5 seconds.
Why didn't you start with that?
The Breakfast Stampede Meal. It's only at McDonald's, where there's a meal for every morning.
And nothing says morning like a classic sausage McMuffin with egg. Right now, get this all-time favorite for just $2 on the $1-$3 menu. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
This is No BS Job Search Advice Radio, episode 1216. I'm Jeff Alpin, the Big Game Hunter, and welcome. Back from Labor Day, back to my regular schedule, gonna keep on chugging. And today's show is about something that job hunters forget to do at the very beginning of their search in order to ensure that they can decide whether or not a particular job is right for them. Hope you find this helpful. Hope you give it a great review in Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, wherever you watch or listen to the show. And I also want to mention, take my classes on Skillshare. Go to Skillshare.com using the link in the show notes. It'll take you to the site, and if you decide that Skillshare is a great service for you, hey, join using that link and you'll get 2 months for free rather than the one that they advertise. Also want to mention again that most of the time I talk about JobSearchCoachHQ.com, and my main site, TheBigGameHunter.us, has tons of information there. It's why I curated a JobSearchCoachingHQ.com. But TheBigGameHunter.us has thousands of blog entries with information about job hunting. Now, let's get going, okay?
Now, with a lot of job hunters, they enter into a search just having decided it's time to move on. But they forget to take some time to figure out what's going to excite them about the next place. Or they fantasize about what it's going to be. And they neglect to go through a process that allows them to get crystal clear. So I just want to kind of walk you through what I think is the best way to approach this so that you don't make this mistake and you can wind up zeroing in on a job that makes sense for you. So here's the first question I want you to ask yourself. What's most important to you in the next job or organization? What will I need to see or hear to believe it's the right choice for you? Now, I just want you to say whatever comes to mind and write it down. And don't worry about it being in any order, because the next step is going to be to prioritize it. So make up a long list of what is going to be important to you in the next job or organization. You know, does it start off with the nature of the work? Well, be specific. What kind of work do you want to be doing? And are you qualified for it? I'll give you the example of the accountant who wants to be CFO for a major corporation. You're not qualified for it. Be realistic about this, but you know, start jotting down the things that are going to be important to you. And I'll just guide you and say the work, the money, the benefits, how you relate to your boss, what your boss is like. You know, create a lengthy list. And from there, start to prioritize these items, you know, one through whatever. Once you have that prioritized, I then want you to start asking yourself this question. How will I know I've gotten it? How will I know I've gotten the quality work? What is that quality work? Or what sort of manager is it right for me to work for? Now, here's part two of that question. You know, and I have to preface it by saying I've been a recruiter for a heck of a long time. And it didn't take me more than 10 minutes to figure out that when job hunters go on interviews, they're on good behavior. But it took me a while for me to understand my clients are on good behavior too. And that popped into my mind when I realized how few employers ever said to a job hunter, you know, I've got a crappy job here. And as a matter of fact, you know, we've got a lot of problems in this group. And, you know, my predecessor got fired and her predecessor got fired. And it doesn't take a genius for me to figure out that my butt's on the line and that's going to happen to me too. So I need to hire someone to save my ass. No one ever says that. Instead, they all have these little smile button faces and they talk about how we've got this great project and it's a terrific team of people. And, you know, we're like family around here, right? So given the fact that you're going to be on good behavior and so are they, what are you going to ask that's going to allow you to figure out if this is a person that you can work for, that you can trust, that the work actually is going to be what you're looking for, and start getting clear about that. So it's getting clear about what you're looking for, prioritizing it. We're really going to focus in on the first four or five items. And if that's all you've written down, then it's the first two or three items. And then from there, figuring out what you're going to ask in order to get clear that this is the right opportunity for you. So that's today's show. I hope you enjoyed it. And if you did, here are a few ways that I can help you. First of all, you can hire me to coach you throughout your job search in every way imaginable. That includes a resume and or LinkedIn profile critique, interview preparation, helping you with a salary negotiation and or networking, answering your questions about your job search, giving you advice about a decision you have to make once you have the offer. We can work in 30-minute or 1-hour increments throughout your search. And the easiest way to talk with me about it is by connecting with me at linkedin.com/IN/TheBigGameHunter. Mention that you listen to the show. I just like knowing that I'm helping folks. And once we're connected, message me that you're interested in coaching. We'll do a free discovery conversation with one another. If you're not interested in coaching and you just have a few questions, the easiest way to do it is by reaching out to me through the Magnify app for iOS. That's Magnify with an I. Or if you don't have an iOS device, if you're an Android user, or you just want to call me on the phone, do it through PrestoExperts.com, where I'm a career coach and job search expert. For those of you who've been listening to the show, you know that I always talk about JobSearchCoachingHQ.com. And recently, we've been changing the focus of the site to really emphasize interviewing and answering tough interview questions. If you join, you'll have access to curated information that you can watch, listen to, or read that's designed to help you find work more quickly, as well as videos and podcasts and other information. Again, it emphasizes interviewing and answering tough interview questions. You can also take my classes on Skillshare and become a premium member using the link in the show notes and get 2 months for free instead of the 1 month that the site offers. And the last thing I want to mention to you is schedule me for lunch. I do it at 12:30 most days, and for now I'm making myself available Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday for lunch at 12:30 Eastern Time. We'll meet over Zoom and be able to see one another. You bring something to eat, or if it's early for you, very simply bring some coffee with you. We'll sit and talk for 45 minutes. I'll answer your questions. That's less for $175. That's less than what I charge for comparable time for my coaching. So again, reach out to me through LinkedIn and we'll schedule a time for lunch. Have a great day. Take care.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
This Thanksgiving, think outside the oven and get Thanks Grilling with Ace. Get a new grill and choose from top brands like Traeger, Weber, and Big Green Egg to add even more flavor to your Thanksgiving turkey, side dishes, and desserts. Plus, right now, get free assembly and delivery on all grills and accessories $3.99 and up. For the best help on the best grills, stop by your local Ace and get Thanks Grilling. Ace Rewards members only through December 24th. See participating stores for scheduling or exclusions.